Shadi John, I've been thinking a lot about wedding ceremonies in Iran. They're so different in each city, right? Can you tell me about some of them?
Of course, Nazanin Jun. Iranian weddings are so colorful and full of traditions. Which cities do you want to know about?
Let's start with Tehran. How do people celebrate weddings there?
Well, Tehran weddings are usually big and modern, especially in big halls. There's a lot of dancing, and the bride and groom enter with fancy music. But some families still keep traditional parts, like the sofre akt, wedding spread, with all the symbolic items.
Interesting. What about Esfahan? I've heard their weddings are very beautiful.
Oh, Isfahani weddings are amazing. They have a special tradition called khastegari, proposal, where the groom's family brings sweets and flowers. The sofre akt is decorated with beautiful Isfahani patterns, and sometimes they even have live traditional music with santur and ney.
That sounds lovely. Now, what about Shiraz? Do they have any special customs?
Yes, Shiraz is known for its poetry and romance, so their weddings have a poetic touch. During the sofre akt, they sometimes read hafez poems. Also, the bride's dress is often very elegant with lots of embroidery. And the sweets, they serve shirini-e-shirazi, Shirazi pastries like yahdar-behesht and nane-berenji.
Wow, I love that. Now, what about Tabriz? Their culture is so rich.
Tabriz weddings are full of energy. The music is usually fast and lively with zurna and duhol, traditional instruments. The bride wears a red dress with gold details, and they have a special dance called halay. Also, the food is delicious, lots of kufte tabrizi and saffron rice.
That sounds so fun. And what about Mashhad? Since it's a religious city, are weddings different there?
Yes, Mashhadi weddings are more traditional and often simpler. Many couples have a religious ceremony in a mosque or at home. The sofre akt usually has a Quran on it, and the food is often sholeh mashhadi, or a local dish, or kebab. People also give dates and nuts as wedding favors.
That's beautiful. Okay, now I want to know about Rasht. What's special about Gilaki weddings?
Rashti weddings are so lively. They have a lot of dancing with lachak, a local dance. The bride wears a green or white dress with silver jewelry. And the food. Oh, you must try Mirza Gassemi and Bagali Polo at a Gilaki wedding.
That sounds delicious. Do all these cities have khastegari proposal traditions?
Most do, but the way they do it changes. In some places, like Tabriz, the groom's family brings a big tray of sweets, while in villages near Shiraz, they might bring fresh flowers and fruits.
What about wedding gifts? Are they different in each city?
Yes. In Tehran, people usually give money or gold, but in smaller cities, they might give handmade carpets or dishes. In Bushehr, for example, they give beautiful seashell decorations.
That's so unique. Do all brides wear white?
Not always. In Tabriz and some Kurdish regions, brides wear red. In Balochistan, they wear colorful embroidered dresses. It really depends on the culture.
What about henna night? Is it the same everywhere?
No. In the south, like Bandar Abbas, they have big henna parties with drumming and dancing. In Khorasan, it's quieter, with just close family applying henna.
And the music? Is it always Persian pop in weddings?
Not at all. In the north, they play Gilaki music. In Azerbaijan, they play Ashik music. And in Kurdistan, they have daf and tanbur playing.
That sounds so cool. What's the most unusual wedding tradition you've seen?
In some villages near Yazd, they have a tradition where the bride and groom must break a pottery jar together for good luck.
That's so cool. Thank you, Shadi John. Now I want to travel to all these cities just to see their weddings.
You're welcome. Maybe one day we'll get invited to all of them.